This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hat job is being done on conservative folks. You and me, us and them, he, she, it and them and her and whatever else. We, conservatives, are getting a hatchet job done on us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I was talking earlier in the broadcast. I said, here was a title of an article in USA Today. I don't remember when. It was a couple days ago because I was traveling. It said, tired of watching your 401k drop? And it gave you numbers to how much your 401k had dropped. Since when? Since Trump had it at record levels? And by the way, it's growing. Here was a Wall Street Journal. Spending impasse strains airlines. Okay, how so? What? The TSA people didn't want to show up. I was in at least three or four airports during the shutdown. At least. I didn't have any problem getting through. Plenty of TSA people. Plenty of them sitting around, you know, because that's the way union and government stuff works. It was now I'm not telling you I flew during peak and all these other things, but I'm just saying it was normal travel. It didn't look any different to me than any other time I traveled. TSA. The airlines, if they shut down the airlines, airlines, and it'll be bad. Donald Trump better open the government. So Trump says we'll open the government, but we'll get to that. I want to get to that today. We've already talked about Roger Stone, so I'm done with him. Another USA Today article, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Remember when we talked about the number of coaches that got fired, these black coaches that got a chance and ruined it, couldn't win, man, winning teams? Oh, it's because they're black, man. They're letting these coaches go. No, they're letting them go because their record is 4-8, you know, or 4-12, or whatever the number is, but it ain't good. Here's what I can guarantee you. If a coach in the NFL, they play, 16 games? Something like that? So if a coach in the NFL goes 14-2, he could be the biggest jerk on the planet. And the fans will love him. The owners will love him. The NFL will love him. And he'll keep his job. But if he goes 2-14 or 4-12 or whatever, he's not going to keep his job. And I don't care what color he is. And by the way, the fans want him gone. The coaches want him gone. And, you know, whoever else. Because you want a winner. You don't pick coaches because they lose. For those of you, do you remember when people would go, what's he do for a living? I'm a coach. You go, he's probably a high school coach. If you're a coach and you can get your act together, what's Nick Saban? Saban, isn't he the coach of Alabama? What do you think this guy makes? I know what the coach makes at the University of Georgia. It's an outrageous amount of money. But anyway, the point is that if you want to tell me minority coaches aren't getting a chance, minority coaches are in the mix. They're defensive coordinators, they're offensive coordinators, they're special teams, they're linebacker coaches, they're backs and receivers, whatever they are. And if they rise to the level of the occasion and they can take a team from a losing bracket to a winning bracket, let me tell you something. They won't care. Nobody in the food chain of the NFL or any other sport will care. They want winners. Now, what's funny to me is we want winners, right? We know it is in our nature to want winners. Unless we're dealing with this country. Then leftists don't want winners anymore. Leftists then say, you know what? Let's elect a black president, even though he sucks. And if you don't like him, we'll cry racism. That story, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Minority president still not getting a chance. Minority CEO still not getting a chance. Minority teachers still not getting a chance. Put that in there, and that's what the left will give you. They don't want the best. They know Donald Trump is the best man to ascend the presidency in modern history. And we conservatives, we know it too. Better than Ronald Reagan. But you know what? There are many people out there, including these anti-Trumpers, these never-Trumpers, that don't want to give Donald Trump a chance, even though he's a proven winner. They still have that headline, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Here's one, USA Today. Stars pitch in to help federal workers. Good for them. Hey, Stars, you're a little late. Donald Trump opened the government. Now what are you going to get your little 15 seconds of fame that you didn't get last, you know, because you didn't get that award? Now what are you going to do, huh? Not much. Not much out there for you. If you're anti-Trump, you're an idiot, because what you are is you're anti-America, you're anti-progress. You really want to look at the progressive movement? Look at Donald Trump. Can I put this another way? If Donald Trump were president and he were a Democrat, you want to know what the press would be writing about him? Do you want to know what people on the left would be saying about him? They would be singing his praises. They would be talking about, it's an extension. He didn't kill Obamacare. He molded Obamacare into what it is. No, he took Obamacare's border policy, and it's a compassionate policy, because he's sending these people home. These young girls are being raped. Don't you know these young girls are being raped when they come over here? They would talk about North Korea and say, oh my gosh, who knew in our lifetime North Korea would be, you know, peaceful and dismantling. Thank God he took on the mantle of what Barack Obama was doing. They would be giving you 50,000 reasons to love the man. Do you know this? Layoffs at businesses fell to their lowest levels since 1969. Lowest levels. Yeah. Did you know this? Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, they're looking at ways to take that away from the government and put it into the private sector. Because it has been a horrible, it's been nothing but a boondoggle for Barack Obama and the Democrats for decades. And now Trump says, we're getting rid of that. We'll let the private sector deal with it. And I could go on. Where's Macron, Trudeau, Merkel, and all these European leaders and all these other leaders that are supposedly so much better than Donald Trump? How are their countries doing? How you living? How you live in Germany, huh? How you live in France? How you live in Canada? Aren't they supposed to be the poster children for all things right in the world as their economies are crumbling, as their coalitions are dissipating? I'll even talk a little bit about climate change fiasco. Do you know this? You probably do. Nobody that's in the Paris Climate Accord, not a single country, has met any of the goals that it set for itself. Not one. But the Democrats keep talking about climate change. That's going to be their issue in 2020. They are hanging their hat on running on climate change. I just want you to understand the farcical nature of Democrats. Do you think the media is going to latch on to the idea that companies, the number of layoffs at companies is the lowest level since 1969? Do you know how many decades that goes back, folks? That's a long time. A lot of years. Donald Trump did that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Listening to Kevin Jackson. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've entered a whole new age, folks, of the battle, the civil war that I talked about the other day that's ongoing. People that want to get something for nothing. The criminal element now in America runs the country. I know we think we're a civilized nation, but we're not. We're a country run by criminals at the highest level. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. People that want something for nothing. From the low-level street thief to the highest levels of government, to the racketeering organizations like the Clintons and the Obamas and the Kerrys and all these people that pretend to be philanthropists when all they do is launder each other's money and try to make us feel like they're doing such good. They're, you know, they're philanthropic to a fault. And how much we're not doing. It reminds me of Robin Hood, where, you know, Robin Hood would rob the treasury and then give the money back. And, oh, he's so magnanimous. I don't know what you think about Robin Hood. I've seen all kinds of different ones about it. You know, everybody, oh, he robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. No, he didn't. He robbed from the treasury, who had already stolen from the poor. He robbed from the treasury, from the government. If he was a hero, he would have been a conservative hero, robbing back from the government. We're heroes. We're all Robin Hoods. Because we're saying, you know what? We got to take our money back from the government. The only difference is it isn't a robbery. It's getting back your own money. It's how crazy it sounds is we feel bad for trying to get our own money back. Money that's been stolen from us. Can you imagine somebody steals from you and you're at the office and you're looking for your lunch. It's got your name on the lunch box and there's a guy sitting there with your lunch and you go, hey, that's my lunch. And he goes, no, it isn't. Or you take it back and somebody goes, look at Kevin taking his lunch away from Carl. And they're mad at you for taking your lunch back. And, oh, you didn't even offer him any. It's a crazy notion, but come up with the craziest scenario, and that's where we are right now. A government that is a gangster, that takes your money, does whatever the heck it wants, pretends, maybe we'll give you back a little bit more. What do you want the tax rate to be? No. And we fight over it.
Oh, I want lower taxes. Will you please give me back more of my money, Mr. Government?
Listen, asking a thief, will you please give me back? You know, a guy comes up and takes $500 out of your wallet. And you go, hey, listen, I need cab fare. And he gives you $50 for cab fare. And you're like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. And you're telling the story. And let me tell you what, if you were telling this story to leftists, he gave you $50? Oh my gosh! That's amazing! So you got home. Yeah, I got home. He got my wallet and $450 of my dollars, but I got home. Good for you! Good for you! Sorry if I don't take theft the way you take it. Sorry if I got a bit of an attitude. If I'm up here trying to get ignorant about it, okay? Sorry. Yeah, I don't take theft very well. Speaking of which, city got hijacked and they had to pay ransom in Bitcoin. Here's the story. The city council for Riviera Beach, Florida, voted this week to pay more than $600,000 to a ransomware gang so city officials could recover data that has been locked and encrypted for quite a bit of time now. City's decision, as reported by CBS, came after officials came to the conclusion that there was no other way to recover their files. So we've created a situation now through electronics where cities, municipalities can be held hostage. 600,000 of a city's tax dollars collected from you, if you live in that city, are going to somebody who is amazing with computers. And they're getting paid in Bitcoin, so it's not traceable. So not only, if we've given them the cyber capability of doing it, we've given them the cryptocurrency to hide the complete transaction so nobody will ever know who it is. I just want you to understand how things work these days. They're also going to pay $941,000 for new computers. They've been locked down since May 29th of this year when a Riviera Beach Police Department employee opened an email and unleashed ransomware on the city's network. Anybody think that maybe that employee might be in cahoots? I'm going to send you a file. Open it up. How can you protect yourself from something like that? I just said, look, $600,000. It isn't that much, Kevin. It's not that much. It's only a little bit. Lock the files, shut down all the city services, operations have been down ever since, with the exception of 9/11, which were able to continue to operate, although limited. So you live in a city, if you live in Riviera Beach, Florida, where they don't have access to any of their municipal functions, barely have 9/11, and you pay taxes, you put people in charge that did this. Who was the idiot that opened this email? Because I want to know. I want to know exactly. I want to look at his cryptocurrency bank account. Anyway, website, email server, billing systems, everything down ever since. All communications being done in person over the telephone or via posters. Had a hard time recovering, they say. But they held their first meeting in June when they authorized $941,000 for 310 new desktops, 90 laptops, and the other hardware so they could rebuild their IT infrastructure. So they're going to pay 65 Bitcoin for the ransom. The article says they didn't initially pay the criminals, but it became apparent in recent weeks that they couldn't regain access to all their past data, which had been hadn't been properly backed up. See, this is the incompetence of so-called leaders that your tax dollars ends up having to bail them out. Do you think any of them are going to be held personally responsible? Data, look, here's how I know it works in the real world, in the world of capitalism. People back up their data every day. I remember losing something. I don't remember what it was when I worked in corporate America. I think I worked at TI at the time. And I went to IT and I said, hey, look, something happened and I need, they had to pull the tape. I said, something happened and I need the information from May 39th. It was like June 15th. They said, okay, Kip. They pulled the tape. They got it out. They got me the specific information I was looking for within 2 hours. This was in the old days. This was in the days of dinosaurs. You know, and when I was walking around with my kid and, you know, had walked 6 miles uphill both ways. Anyway, so the city officials finally said they're going to give these guys $600,000. They voted in a unanimous vote to pay it off. And the taxpayers get left holding the bag. And I bring this story up just to tell you a couple things. One, there's so many people out there looking for an easy way. And if I were this group of hackers, why limit it to Riviera Beach? I mean, do you think that that's the only municipality they've tried this with? By the way, do you think this is the only municipality that has been held by ransomware? Maybe we'll figure it out, find out if there's more stories like this, tell you and report back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes...
Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nancy Pelosi will seek another term as Speaker of the House. Pelosi wrote her Democratic colleagues and says she is running with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic caucus, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. Many House Democrats are not happy about losing seats in this week's election. One NFL team's pockets are a little lighter after violating COVID protocols. Dan Naraki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They want to impeach Donald Trump, but nothing is happening, and I have a theory.
Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Deep thinker. That's what I consider myself. A deep thinker, a thought leader. Kurt Schleister, a buddy of mine, said, you can't be a thought leader if you haven't, like, been in a bar fight. That's what he said. Well, I've had my share of all kinds of fights. Some of the toughest people, I think, in the world. And I've managed to survive. And that's why I talk much smack. It doesn't matter to whom. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter how big you are. I talk my smack. And it isn't that I'm trying to antagonize or whatever. I talk my truth, and nobody is going to shut down my truth. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I hope you don't let people shut down your truth. Anyway, I have a theory why they will not impeach Donald Trump. Because Ocasio-Cortez came out and says, if we don't do something, then Donald Trump is going to win again. Yeah, you want to know why Donald Trump's going to win again? He's going to win again because people are feeling it in their pocketbooks. Here's what I want you to put together here. Ocasio-Cortez is saying he could win again. Representative Al Green says that Donald Trump, the only way we can stop him is to impeach him. But every poll that's out there says every candidate that we have can beat Donald Trump. Joe Biden can beat him the worst. Bernie Sanders is next. Elizabeth Warren, all of them, down to Yang. They can all beat him in a head-to-head matchup. Yet, all their top people, the people who have the biggest mouths in D.C., are going, we must impeach him. But they won't. And there's a reason that they won't. At least in my opinion, there's a reason. I have thought about this and I said, if you keep calling for impeachment, if you keep demanding it, what is preventing it? Why is it that it's an easy thing to do? Nancy Pelosi runs the House. Impeach him. Bring it to the floor. So I'm going to ask you, why do you think somebody who's got the power to do something won't act? You want to give it a little thought? Should we play the Jeopardy music right now? Huh? Yeah, well, let me get one of my producers. Get the Jeopardy. Let me save you from having to think about it too much longer. The reason you won't act on something that you go, I can do this, but you won't act, is because you know what's coming. I tweeted to Ocasio-Cortez or somebody, I forget who it was, this is one of these lefties, and I said, the reason you don't, and see, Ocasio-Cortez isn't in the inner circle. She wants to be. She's too stupid to be. She'll keep herself in the media, and that's great. As I said to you guys, I think Ocasio-Cortez is going to have a tough time getting reelected this next time around. But let me tell you, she's not in the inner circle, in the core circle, the Nancy Pelosi circle. Nancy Pelosi was anti-impeachment. Then suddenly she was talking impeachment. And so somebody got to her and said, Nancy, we got to start talking impeachment. Now, I will tell you, my theory about them talking impeachment is, in a single word, getting money. The more they talk about, we need to impeach the president. Will you send us $10, $20, $25 to help us out? They don't need any help. They could do it today. They could have done it a week ago. Then it's not going to go anywhere, but they could do it. So why haven't they done it? Simple answer. They know that if they do that, and Donald Trump then drops his bomb, because I believe Donald Trump has a nuclear button called, the minute you go the next step, I'm pushing another button. Think of it when he said, I'm going to declassify everything. I mean, is that not warning enough that you are pushing me too far? So he dropped the MOAB, the mother of all bombs. That's a big bomb, but it's not nuclear. Okay? So he dropped the MOAB and said, okay, I'm going to declassify everything. And that sent the Democrats scurrying back, particularly, oh, Mama Pelosi, right? Mama Pelosi's like, oh, shoot, he's declassifying. So they got investigations of the Clintons going on. He just got rid of John Huber and replaced him with Durham. And Durham is a Trump appointee. Huber was a Clinton appointee working with Horowitz. So now they've suddenly stepped back. The tsunami that had rolled back from the ocean is now looking like a calm ocean again. You could go to the beach and it looks like it never happened. And it's a very simple reason, because Donald Trump has a nuclear bomb. I don't know what it is. But Donald Trump is not an idiot. He's daring him. I dare you to impeach me. Because here's what would happen. You impeach Donald Trump and say, he's obstructing justice. He did this. And then Donald Trump releases the button, pushes it, and it turns out, suddenly all this information pours out that proves, without beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you orchestrated the entirety of this thing, and now you're impeaching him, which means what? Cover up? Can you say it with me, everybody? Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Cover up. Cover up. Yeah. So once you go nuclear on him and impeach, then he goes, okay, that's exactly what I wanted. Here's all the information that proves that not only did they orchestrate this, they were the ones covering up. They needed to get rid of me in order for this to happen. And that, my friends, is doomsday for the Democrats. Now, we don't need that for doomsday for the Democrats. It's going to come out. Even if they don't impeach, they're between a rock and a hard place. But if they do impeach, it's Armageddon for them. That's what I say. This guy, I was reading from his article earlier, he says, by dragging administration officials who've already given testimony up to Capitol Hill to repeat Democrat Party selected portions of their previous told stories, the only purpose being served as optics. In the 448-page Mueller report, there are embarrassing moments that can be politically damaging when cherry-picked and put on video. And that's the point. Democrats know there was no obstruction of justice in the Mueller probe. Now they're aiming to commit character assassination. The written word's one thing, but having people on video selecting lines is another. The Democrats want to turn the House of Representatives into a campaign ad. Do you think it's going to work? I'm going to help you with it. This is not going to work. He goes on to say this, but the Democrats didn't count on this one thing. Beyond the claim of executive privilege is Donald Trump is striking back. When the White House announced that it had given authority to declassify anything he saw fit to get to the origins of the Russian hoax to Attorney General, Democrats were caught flat-footed. faced with the ultimate power move, one that could blow the doors off their plans for 2020, they freaked out. I told you. They freaked out. These are people that they have tried every trick in the book to make this look like, you know, Donald Trump is keeping information. I want you to understand the thought process here. Donald Trump he's obstructing justice. He's keeping everything for us. Hey, I'll declassify it all. Have a look. What would you do? You're positioning this guy as he's hiding stuff from us. He doesn't want us to see it. He says, have it all. Give it all to him. You understand what I'm saying? He says this. It says, while Trump stonewalls the public from learning the truth about the obstruction of justice, this is what Adam Schiff tweeted. Trump and Barr conspired to weaponize law enforcement and classified information against their political enemies. This cover-up has entered a new dangerous phase. This is un-American. The panic drips off the screen is what this guy writes. He says, somehow now, the release of more information is a masterstroke in the plot to obstruct. How that works is a mystery, but when you're grasping at straws, you grab at any straw you can put your hands on. Remember when Adam Schiff said he had all this information against Donald Trump? I keep asking, where is it? Now Donald Trump says, I'll make it all available to you, and the Democrats freak out. But guess what? That is only the beginning. And look, you know, there's not many people who are going to talk about this impeachment thing in the way that I'm telling you, in the sense that because Pelosi says Trump was, she said this a while back, she goes, Trump is daring us to impeach him. And my initial thought was, that's idiotic. Donald Trump doesn't want to be impeached. It's another distraction. But as I thought about it, I said, what would I do if I were the master craftsman? If I knew what Donald Trump knew. Now, I know in my heart of hearts that the Democrats are guilty. I don't need any more evidence. The Steele dossier, everything leading up to the FISA courts, you don't need anything more than the power of common sense to know that the Democrats are guilty. But when you have the power that Trump has, which is an inside peek at everything now, you know this man is baiting him. This is the art of the deal being played out. And the Democrats are losing in every negotiation because Trump is playing them like a fiddle. So I asked myself, maybe Trump did want them to impeach him. And then I came up
with this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type. If you limited to certain times of the year, unless you qualify for a special enrollment period, no obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Anthony, thank you. Did you want to mention one person who was singled out today by Governor Murphy? This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard. We profiled him last month, Michelle Charlesworth, with a powerful story. He's a former Ridgewood High School lacrosse star and 2-time All-American. Was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator and 5 full weeks in the hospital. The governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month.
but slowly Jack rebounded. And last Thursday, he was clapped out by the doctors and nurses who saved his life as he walked out of the hospital. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful and optimistic.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. And the story Michelle did brought so many people closer to you, and your story closer to all of us again. Jack is alive and back home.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about the lockdown calamity. That was another one of these tearjerker stories about little young Jack. You know, athlete in the prime of his life. He's taken by the Chinese Wuhan. Oh, sorry. He's alive and well. He's left the hospital, like many others who have left the hospital, like the hundreds of thousands of others who have survived the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. I was talking earlier in the previous segment about a nurse out of Oregon, Portland, Oregon, who's lamenting that this whole thing is a hoax. She says, I don't get this. We have to have a come to Jesus moment right now about what's happening. And here's a woman from Portland, Oregon. The reason why I keep bringing that up is because that is the home, the epicenter of leftism, Antifa, etc. And she says this is a major power grab. It is major overreach. And what I'm telling you folks is she's not alone. Many of these lefties now go, this is crazy. Now, you and I, we know it. We already forgive President Trump. We go, look, we get it, dude. We understand you did everything you could to stave this off. But let me tell you, you Democrats, you leftists who made people believe that there was a run to the border, go get your free tacos or whatever it was. Let me tell you, we are upset. I'm going to play the second part of her clip because she goes on to talk about how bad this is. You know, before we do that, let me just give you a few headlines. Because I was talking about the politics of this disease. You know, whether you were talking about immigration policy. Oh, you were racist if you said stop the travel ban. And then when that ended, oh, no, it was a good thing to do. Then it wasn't fast enough. Then it was, what do you call the disease? Well, we were calling it Chinese Wuhan. Then suddenly the lexicon changed. You can't call it the Chinese Wuhan, or you're racist or xenophobic. Who's to blame? China. Nope, not according to the leftists here in America. It's Donald Trump's fault. If we were told by the WHO it couldn't be passed from human to human, then we found out it could be passed from human to human. We were told by the WHO the number of people who were infected, that was a lie. The number of people who were being killed, that was a lie. The number of people who are dying are now being credited. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. You're getting credited for this. If you have the flu, it's COVID. If you have a heart attack, it's COVID. Then it was testing. Oh, we don't have enough testing. All the other countries are testing more. Then it was medical equipment. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough this. And then it was hospital beds. We don't have enough hospital beds. We got to bring in a ship into New York to deal with the hospital beds. All lies. And to back to her point, the nurse in Oregon, major power grab, major overreach. Britt Hume said, a policy, a calamity that never should have happened, frankly, in this economy. Never. You got to ask yourself why. Here's part two of what that nurse had to say.
What is going on? If the nurses don't have jobs, then is there a problem? Do we really have a pandemic here in Oregon? Do we? I don't think so. I think there are absolute measurable goals, small things that can be done to open businesses. Social distancing, limit the number of customers. Like I said, hospitals can open up surgery. That is our bread and butter. Surgery, open them up. We're not low on PPE. We are lower than normal, but we're not in dire need. We're told we don't dare bring in your homemade masks. That's not allowed in my hospital. That's fine with me. I don't think you should. But the media is putting out there that we're overloaded, that we need free Starbucks and 50% off of Taco Bell and free Uggs slippers or whatever. No, we don't need any of that because we're not working. We don't need any of that because we're not working.
So here's this Oregon nurse. I'm going to make some assumptions. He's in Oregon. It is the heart of leftism. She's in a field where you have to show some kind of compassion. I'm just saying, she's probably a leftist. And she's saying, do we really have a pandemic? I don't think so. Hospitals could open up for surgeries. She says, we have the equipment. We don't. It may be in lower numbers, but we're not in dire need of equipment. We're in dire need of jobs. Open up our hospital. What do you think people are saying about their restaurants and their other businesses? Open them up. But let me tell you, the scare tactics are out there. The Democrats do not want our businesses back open. In fact, AOC had this to say about reopening society.
I think when we talk about this idea of reopening society, you know, only in America does the president, when the president tweets about liberation, does he mean go back to work. When we, you know, have this discussion about going back or reopening, I think a lot of people should just say, no, we're not going back to that. We're not going back to working 70-hour weeks just so that we could put food on the table and not even feel any sort of semblance of security in our lives.
So AOC says reopening society is about going back to your job. Well, the first step the president did was reopened all the national parks. He says you can go back to the Grand Canyon and the whatever else. But she says, no, it's about going back to your jobs. Yeah, it is. But I want you to understand, AOC, only in America, when the president tweets about liberation, does he talk about going back to work. Now he's talking about letting you out of your lot from lockdown. I don't even know how to make sense of that. I don't. But here's what I'll tell you. She doesn't want you to go back to work. She thinks work is too pedestrian. Why would you dare? Why isn't society taking care of you? Isn't that what it's doing right now? Isn't the United States just printing money so they can say, here you go, society, stay home? In fact, I'll tell you what, let's keep paying teachers not to teach. Let's keep paying people not to work. Let's pretend all these things just happen. In fact, here's the best part of it. Let's just let government do it all. Government makes the food. It contracts with a company, maybe Good Travel, Good Eats or whatever, and they bring the food to everybody's home every day, and life will be good. We just all stay at home and watch TV and wait on the various government deliveries. Let Amazon do it. They seem pretty efficient. I mean, can you imagine the idiocy of this girl? People going back to work at their 70 hours a week just to feel secure. It's funny how she pulls these numbers out. So it's 70 hours a week that the average person is working? Where? I don't know where. If you're working 70 hours a week, you're probably aspiring to something. You're putting money away. You're trying to start your own business, or you're in business for yourself. I've worked many, many more hours than that, and I'll tell you what, I did it without getting a nickel of overtime. In fact, when I own my own business most of my adult life, but I can tell you, if you want to own your own business, get used to making very little money and working 80, 90 hour weeks. It doesn't get shut off. But she says, oh, when you get to go back to pursuing your dream or whatever this country is allowing you to do, that's not freedom. That's not coming out of a lockdown. They can't even enjoy. I mean, things going back to normal for her are bad. And this is at a time when President Trump pretty much answered all their questions. I want you to understand, you cannot win with him. He's given them everybody $1,200. He's given businesses money. He's pretty much taking care of everybody in a time of crisis. And AOC is still complaining. And her biggest complaint is, you got to go back to work. She just got a raise. She didn't give up anything. She's still getting paid. They don't care. And they pretend to care. And as I said earlier, this lockdown proved that leftist politicians are scumbags who only think of themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.